All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
We are 15 days away from Thanksgiving. 15 days. And Melissa somehow is already mad at it. What the hell did Thanksgiving do to you?
It's not that I'm mad at Thanksgiving. It's... like,
who are you mad at?
Every once in a while, like, these and I know there's people out there that can relate. Holidays make me feel more and more alone. Not the relationship. I'm not talking about relationship. Screw guys at this point in time. I'm talking about family. And I will say this because most people I know have rather large families.
Yeah.
I know, like, Romero, you have a very large family.
Oh,
Leroy,
God.
You have a very large family.
Bro, I got
Pebbles
fam
has
in
a very large family.
I got fam coming in from New York that's going to take up, like, basically, like, an entire floor of a hotel in Everett for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
They're going to be coming to my parents' house.
All right. Well, for me, I pretty much have my mom, my brother, and me. That's it. My dad's around. He and I don't have a great relationship. But and then my mom's boyfriend, my brother has his girlfriend and her son and stuff like that. So it's like just very small.
Yeah.
And so I get an email, actually a text message from my mom yesterday. It was our family group text where it's just my mother, my brother, and I. And I get my mom is retired, but she works part-time at a retirement facility.
Yeah.
Where it's assisted living and they make
and the
her...
other half she spends actually living there.
Will you shut up?
She serves
young.
The pudding and then eats the
no.
pudding.
So she is forced to work certain holidays.
Yeah.
And this happens to be one holiday she's going to be working. She's working on Thanksgiving. So she sends out a text and she's like, guys, just so you know, I have to work on Thanksgiving. So, and I'm expecting her to say something along the lines of, do you want to eat later or do you want to eat earlier? And then because I don't know what time she's going in.
Yeah.
And she says, why don't we skip Thanksgiving and instead have our dinner on the following weekend on December 1st or December 2nd, I think it was. And I was like, hold on a second. And I didn't say this back to her because anytime I say, like, bring any resistance to anything that she suggests, I get crap for it. So all I said was, well, I got a coach on Sunday at 12 o'clock, so I won't be available till after 3, thinking that, you know, she'd be like, okay, well, let's just do it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Nope. She's like, all right, cool. We'll do it after 3 then.
Well,
so bottom line, we're not having Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving. We're having it on the following Sunday. So that means on Thanksgiving, when everybody is with their families and having this amazing dinner and turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie, sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
I am going to be by myself in my house with Boots and Butters having Chinese food.
Tell your mom to stop being lazy. Like, the beautiful thing about Thanksgiving eating, you don't have to do it for dinner. You could do it earlier for lunch and stuff. You can schedule it around.
Romero, if you would like to tell her that, you can go right ahead. Anytime, like I said, anytime
Luann?
I try to suggest something like that, I get my head chopped off for it. So I'm not doing it.
Luann, I'm speaking as somebody who's not related to you, so I am completely removed from the situation. Stop being lazy. Your daughter wants to spend Thanksgiving with someone.
No, I want to spend it with her. I want to spend it with my family. And it's fun. And you know what? Casey and Jung, and I'm getting all kinds of messages from people inviting me to their house.
A little Friendsgiving action.
Yes, I appreciate that. That is very sweet of you.
Can I tell you, I got invited one time to a Friendsgiving. It was the worst thing I've ever been to in my life.
Why?
Because it's a bunch of people who didn't have anywhere to go on Thanksgiving. And they're barely friends with each other.
Now you're going to make me feel like an ass. Don't make me feel bad.
No, for you it'll be fine.
Augustus, thank you. These people are so sweet.
Hold on. Tiffany has a proposition. Go ahead, Tiffany.
Melissa, I don't have much I have a huge family, but I don't have any kids. They have all their kids. I'm having my own Thanksgiving. And if you want to chill, we can chill.
Tiffany!
Yeah, sounds like you guys are going to be chilling with a bottle of liquor.
Hey, that'd be my kind of Thanksgiving, girl.
Melissa, if you really need a place to go, Leroy said you can come back to his house.
I thought I was going over your house, Ramiro.
Actually, you could probably come over my mother's house and nobody would even notice that you were there because there's going to be so many people there.
Yeah, your mom would love having me there. Your mom's always invited. Well, she's been inviting me every week for the last 10 years.
Do you want me to ask my mother if you can come over for Thanksgiving?
No.
Yes, she does.
I will find somewhere.
That's so weird, inviting yourself somewhere.
I'll find somewhere to go.
It's like throwing your own birthday party. Oh, wait, that's what you do also.
Will you shut up? Maybe I'll find the guy on our second date update today because he likes to bring in homeless people off the street. Maybe I can do that too.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats too from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.